Dick Rubin.
Hey, Tom, out here. How you doing?
Hey, Matt, doing well, man.
Good, good. I just wanted to make sure we're still on for today and we're still moving forward with everything.
Yeah, I think so. So tell me the first thing you're going to do, Matt, whenever we get signed up.
Okay. Well, first thing that we're going to do is we're going to make sure that your Google Business profile is established. Obviously, I'm going to have my team start working with you to get paperwork because we need to prove your name to Google. We need to get all the paperwork taken care of on that side. Once the Google Business profile is fully established, right, then we're going to walk you through how to get those 5-star reviews. And then my team's going to start getting you placed on Google, right? Getting you ranking for keywords, for roofing keywords, right? Organically speaking, right? And like I said, it has a 25 to 30 mile radius on my $299 package. And then out of that package too, when people type in keywords in the area and then they don't call you, Tom, right? Then they're going to, see an ad on Facebook every time that they log on to Facebook, right? So we also include that in that package. So we spend $100 a month on those retargeting ads. So you're getting both of those for that $299 platform.
What can I do to stop other people from trying to use my name, man, to Google advertise?
What do you mean?
So when I go look at my page, I got sponsors up above, which means they had to buy my name for a little while, like Angie's does.
So when you type your name in, you're talking about just your name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, TNT Roofing Restoration, you'll see guys above me in the same.
Yeah. But see, when people are looking for a service, they're not typing in TNT Roofing. They're typing in roofing near me, right? So that's what we're talking about. We're talking about you getting seen now on the first page of Google, right? And so as I was telling you, Tom, it does take a couple weeks for all the programming, all that stuff to be done. Remember,
yeah.
I told you I was going to give you all that. I was going to take care of you. I'm going to get you the website. I'm going to get you my AI bot even. Like I said, I'm giving you like the full package here for $299, right? Everything. So in terms of value, you're getting the most out of this, right? Start. And then over time, we can add more fuel to the fire later. Right? Like what I was telling you when we can do the paper leads and getting you approved for that. Remember, that is a 2-month project. So right now I'm not saying, hey, let's hold off on that. You know, let's just take it one step at a time. We'll do this package right now. And then over time, once I start getting you traction and you start getting a good return on an investment, right? Then over time we'll, you know, get you those paper leads where you can turn those on and on. Excuse me, on and off at any time.
Yeah, gotcha. Now, in a few cities, I'm already ranking up there pretty good organically, right, because of all the keywords that are in the city pages itself. So, like, there's this that I'm up there pretty good. I'm right up underneath the map pack. In fact, that for a little while, I was fighting actually to get into the map pack.
Yeah.
That's
what we're talking about, the map pack. I'm going to get you there and get you staying there. Right, so that you're ultimately getting that exposure. And then those Facebook, they're going to help you because they're going to give you that exposure when people did type a keyword onto Google, but they never called you off of Google, right? So it gets back in front of them on Facebook as well. So it just retargets them, and it really helps them to call you, right? And then the third thing that we talked about is how do you stand out? Remember we talked about getting that photo, like my client Lewis Pest, right?
Yeah.
Having you, like, in your team standing, you know, in front of something or, you know, having that backdrop so that you can have a good photo that we can really push, you know, not only on your website and your Google Business profile, but on your Facebook ads as well, so that when people do see your company, you know, they see a personalized photo of you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's all going to be included, and it's all going to be tracked too. Remember I told you we purchased a special phone number. We call it our call tracking phone number. And every time that somebody calls the number, we're going to be able to tell Tom, right, you know, where they live and what platform it came from. It gives us all this analytics, because when we talk to you on a month-to-month basis, we're going to be like, okay, Tom, you got this many leads this month. Let's go ahead and, you know, talk about how the overall success with this is, you know. And, you know, for a $299 ad spend, if I can get you, you know, a job a month even, that's really, really good when it comes down to it. Right. And that's kind of what we're talking about. You know, like, obviously, you know, this is not going to night and day change anybody's business. Right. You're only spending $299. Right. But it is going to definitely get you a good return on investment. And it's definitely going to help your exposure. And it's definitely going to get you seen on Google and then those Facebook retargeting ads. So it's a great first start is what I'm saying. Right. The next phase of this is really when you want to take it to the next level, Tom, that's where those paper leads come in handy.
Gotcha.
But we got to start somewhere. Right. And this is the starting point. Lewis started this exact same way. Right. Took him a little bit to eventually get the paper leads going too. Right. Not everybody wants to dive in head first. Right. So, you know, I got all kinds of different clients. Right. Some guys are like, hey, Matt, I want to go as fast as possible as you can. Right. And then money's no object to them. Right. And then some guys are like, hey, Matt, let me stick my pinky toe in the water first. And then we'll accelerate later. Right. So that's why I'm saying we start here first. Get that momentum, get you like getting jobs off of this, getting calls off of this, right? And the nice thing is, Tom, it's flat rate, right? You're not having to spend, you know, per call or per click or any of those craziness. It's just a flat rate on it. So we're so comfortable you're going to stay with us, Tom, that we only ask a 3-month commitment. And then after that, Tom, it goes strictly to a month-to-month relationship.
Give me 1 second. Okay, you still there?
I am, yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, basically the next step is, like I said, you were telling me yesterday you were going to the bank and then to call you like an hour later. And then obviously I didn't get back in touch with you. So I just want to make sure, you know, we get this solidified, because I have you scheduled with my team today still for 1:00 for your onboarding call.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just a couple more steps from here, and then I got you all taken care of. And then, obviously, we have that call at 1:00 to start walking you through some things. But my team, to shoot you straight, Tom, they're going to hold your hand, right? And I'm giving you that AI robot that you're going to be able to, like I said, use in addition to all the other stuff I'm bringing to the table for you.
So
you're getting the full package at $299. Like nobody else, by the way, nobody else has that AI robot that's spending $299 with me, just to shoot you straight.
So the AI robot, that go on to my, or how do I do that? Do I forward the calls to that, or what? How do I do that?
Yeah, so my team's going to help walk you through it. They're going to help you set it up, and however, like, you kind of want to use it, within reason, of course, my team's going to hold your hand on it, and they're going to basically, you know, it'll help answer phone calls, right? So whenever you're busy or you don't pick up the phone, that's when the robot's going to be there for you, right, in assisting your clients. It's not going to outbound call or anything, but it will be there to, like, take phone calls for you, especially, like, if somebody calls you at 10 o'clock at night, let's say, you know, that's where the robot's going to really come in handy.
All right. Now, with the website, are you guys going to get on my site and fix it? Or how are we going to do that?
Remember I sent you an example of like a site I would create for you? You said it was better than your site. So I'm going – do you need me to resend that to you? I can retext that to you if you like.
Yeah, do that. But also, so what about keyword? You know, is it going to be keyword rich like mine is?
Of course. You don't think that's all part of the sauce, right? You know, that's all part of the magic formula. It's like asking, you know, the Bush's Beans dog, you know, commercial, right? What's the secret sauce, right? So that's obviously an element of it, but that's not the most important element, right, to getting you ranking, right? Because if that's all it was, then we wouldn't be a business, right? So, no, it's there's several layers to getting you on that map pack, right, on that first page. Yes, it's having a good website that's organic, like keyword-driven and keyword-rich, right? But it's also, you know, how we cross-link it, how we program it, right? It's also how do we, you know, take you and beat out the competitor, right? And how we dial in the Google Business Profile, right? So there's like 100 little things that go to actually getting you to rank on the first page, but that's why you're paying us. That's why you're having us get involved, because that's what we do. So I just sent you an example of what it would look like. But yes, it is definitely going to be organically and keyword rich. You took a look at this last time we spoke to a couple days ago, but if you want to take a peek at it again, just click on it. But obviously we're going to make it tailored towards, you know, your business name, any photos you could provide. We have so many photos too. It's not like for us to make you a nice looking website, it's not going to be a problem. You remember seeing that site?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. So like, you know, and it's going to look good on all platforms. It's going to look good on a computer. It's going to look good on a, it's going to look good on a cell phone. It's going to look good on an iPad. Like if you were able to see it on a computer right now, you would be able to see how it looks on all three different platforms.
Are you guys going to do the city pages or what?
What's that?
You guys going to do the city pages?
The city pages?
Yeah.
What do you mean by the city pages?
Well, I got city pages in each, you know, I got each page is a dedicated city, you know?
Oh, you mean on your website?
Yeah.
I mean, that, like, but that's still not going to really, what we're talking about is getting you organically ranking. It's going to start off in Fort Thomas and bleed out 25 to 30 miles. Doing those each page for city is not going to do any, like, difference for your ranking. So we're not going to create a page for each city because that doesn't do anything, right? Well, what we're talking about is getting you, like, because Google is going to base it on your personal address. That's 1501 Alexandria Pike, right? That's how Google is going to show you on Google.
That's what I want to explain to you. So listen to me. I don't really want to rank in Fort Thomas. I really don't give a shit about Fort Thomas, okay?
I understand,
have cities.
But on the map pack, that's how it works.
I know. Yeah. So I'm trying to get map packs, not just in my little city. I'm trying to get on map packs in, like, Lexington. I know it's nearly impossible. Florence.
You're not, okay, so there's organic and then there's paid, right? If you want to get in other cities, I can get you there, but we got to spend more money. I'm not trying to get you to spend a lot of money with me right now, Tom. So what I'm talking to you about is – on the Fort Thomas, we'll have a 25 to 30 mile bleed out, a radius. So it's not just going to be Fort Thomas. You're going to be getting those surrounding areas, right? 25 to 30 miles out, right? But to get further out, to increase that circumference, the only way we can do that is we got to spend more money. I got to get you on those pay per leads, right? I got to get you on, you know, like I can expand it on the Facebook platform because of our technology, but nobody, there's no company in this country, and hear me out, because you got to listen to this. There's no company that can expand you and map packs in different areas because Google, that breaks Google's rules, okay? There's no such thing as being able to, because you're a Fort Thomas business address. That's how the map pack shows businesses is based upon their address. Even if you have other locations, you know, like Google still understand, like people try to cheat that and they try to backdoor it and Google picks it up because their technology is so like advanced, right? So we cannot break rules either, right? And so my point is, with my basic package, it'll still produce you great fruit because it's going to go out 25, 30. And then what I could do is I could have my team sit down with you and we can go over the Facebook, and we can find out what cities you like, and we'll expand your territory on the Facebook platform because those are picking up people still, getting you, all those keywords because they're typing it in. So we'll expand it that way on Facebook. And then when you're ready to spend more money, we'll get you at the very tippy top of all the areas you want to be in, right? But you got to spend more money, right? Because it's not just MapPack. Now we're talking about, you know, okay, you want to be in this area, that area on Google. Okay, we got to do the pay per leads on that because that's the only way realistically you're going to get on the first page on all these different areas. Does that make sense, by the way?
Yeah, there's a company that is damn near in all the MapPacks, man. So whatever they're doing, they're able to accomplish, and they're only – they're only in a small-ass little town, Erlanger, but they're ranking in Fort Thomas, Erlanger. They're
roofing?
Roofing, yeah.
Roofing and you said
they're
Fort
doing,
Thomas?
So, what's that?
Okay, I just typed in roofing. What's the name of this company? Because I'm looking at the first page right now, roofing in Fort Thomas.
The company's name is Fortress Roofing. And if you look at all the cities, Florence, Fort Thomas, all those.
I mean, they're not in. I'm looking right now. They're not in on the first page.
Not in Fort Thomas. They're not. But if you look in like Union or Florence, they're up there, man. And they're also
Union. Okay, hold on. Let me type in Union. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I see Fortress. Okay, because let's see where their business address is.
They're in Erlanger, which is not even in that city, so they're still ranking. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, Fortress is they're in Ellesmere, Kentucky.
I don't know if you realize this, but Google changed their setup just a little while ago. So it used to be where it used to use words, you know, like keywords, right? And that was their main thing. But the main thing that Google does, and I know this for sure, is they do operate out of the city, right? But if
based on an address. That's how it's been changed to. It's not necessarily just keyword. It's based upon an address.
That's
right?
True, but
so Fortress is out of Ellesmere, Kentucky. That's where their address is right now. I'm looking at it on Google.
Hold on 1 second for me. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, send it to me if you would. Love you. Talk to you later. Okay, sorry about that.
Yeah, so I see Fortress right here. They're out of Ellesmere. Of course, they're going to have bleed outs. They're going to show up on the first page in other areas, like, you know, because of that 25, 30 mile circumference.
So that guy right there, I personally want to beat that guy. Just period.
Okay.
That guy's a fucking little piss man, and he's a shit-talking motherfucker, and I don't like that guy, and he's ranking everywhere.
He's probably – let's see if he's doing the paper leads at all. You know, because the more you spend, right, the more it works, right? So, like anything else. I mean, I do see him on the map. He's really not – I don't see him running paper leads right now or anything. So, and he has 175 five-star reviews. That definitely helps. I mean, that's not like a huge, you know, piece of the equation here, but it definitely helps.
Well, he's getting
a
lot of business right now from those map packs, man, and he's not in those cities, but he's ranking in that fucking map pack because of organic. It's organic.
Yeah,
and
that's what we're talking about with the $299, getting you organically ranking, and it's all based upon address. There's nothing secretly he's doing, or he's not ranking any better by doing this, that, and having him on this or that city or anything like that. I'm telling you, it's because Google's just doing a 25 to 30 mile radius, and that's why he's showing up on all these different cities within that 25, 30-mile radius on the first page.
The one thing that you can do, right, the one thing that is very important, so like I mentioned to you, I have a lot of cities, and I'm trying to rank in those cities organically, not just necessarily on the map pack, but right underneath the map pack, which I am in a lot of places, right? So each city has to be tailored and be specific to that city, neighborhoods that are specific to that city.
Google.
I hear what you're saying. That used to be the old school way of doing things, right?
Well, that's what they tend to do, right? So that it used to be keyword rich, right? Now it's about the city, right? Now it's all about how we rank in that.
It's
city.
About an address, what? Not city, Tom. It's about address. So let me say something, okay? Because I've been doing this a long time. I really am an expert at this, right? I'm not just a rookie here. Like, I've been doing this a long time. We are Google's biggest partner. Let me say this again. We are Google's biggest partner. We're a $2.8 billion company. We didn't get there overnight, right? My owner didn't buy his own commercial building where we're all in, right, by accident, right? So we are getting the job done because there's no funny business, right? There's no, like, everybody goes on the internet, starts reading AI and starts reading this, and they think they know, like, because AI spit information out to them,
right,
like,
right,
okay, that it's accurate all the time. And it's not, okay? Here's what Google looks at. They look at your business address. That's how the map search results organically come up for anybody. It's based on an address, which is obviously a city. Right. But you can't start adding all these different cities. And then, and like Google knows like what your address is because they confirm it. It's based on your LLC paperwork. It's based on, you know, your liability insurance. Right. They look at all the documents. Right. They look at all that. But in order to expand your 25 to 30 mile organically on the map pack, right, the only way to do that is if you actually had another retail location. Right. And then that obviously starts getting costly because Google knows the backdoor approaches. Some guys try to go do peel boxes or some guys try to do this, you know? So the point I'm making is there's a better way, Thomas. There's a better way. Here's the better way. The paper leads. Why are the paper leads better? Because you're not paying per click. You're not having to go backdooring in, buying a bunch of different addresses and this and that. And then the nice thing about the paper leads, those come in the form of a phone call. Right. And you get to sit there and receive or reject that lead. So if the lead sucks, you can turn that down. Right. And so that's a more cost economical way than trying to like, you know, get yourself like these virtual addresses or, you know, like again, I've seen everybody do all kinds of different things. If you want cost economics, I'm your guy. Right. I can get you ranking, get you on that map pack. But there is no way to take an address and have you have a 100-mile radius off of one address on a, like, map pack section on Google. Does that make sense?
If I got a building in that city, I got you.
Yes.
No, because
exactly.
I was thinking about doing the virtual office thing, but I know they catch that all the time.
Yeah, like I said, look, Google knows the tricks. That 5 years ago, I could have done that for you, okay? 5 years ago. But then you got to also think about, okay, it's at least $20 per. Why focus? Like, it's better to be at the very tippy top of Google than it is just to be on the map pack. You know why? Because people, when they see you at the very tippy top of Google, right, they want to call you versus everybody else.
How do you explain that guy Fortress getting in all those different cities when he's only in Erlanger in a small little fucking office?
I mean, I'm looking at him right now. Like I said, he's not getting more than 25, 30 miles worth of radius because I've looked at his, where he is and looked at the different cities. Some of the cities he's not even showing up on. So, I mean, you just obviously are hyper focused on him, right? But at the end of the day, Google's doing what Google's doing, right? They're organically showing, like he's not showing up in Fort Thomas. And that's kind of close. Or Fort Mitchell,
like,
even.
Like I say, there's Fort Thomas is not something to brag about. It's just it's old houses. They're smaller, and there's not any money there. That's why I don't really give a shit about ranking there.
Okay, what about let me just take a look at Taylor Mill, right?
I don't know how big that city is. Another city. So like, I want to be in the bigger cities: Florence, Erlanger, Edgewood. You know. Where there's more money, bigger houses, more money, man. I mean, there's money in Fort Thomas. It's just they're old ass houses and they're small. And it's just,
you know who's showing right now in Florence?
Probably Deer Park or fucking
Northern KY Roofing and Siding, right? Thompson, American Home Tech.
American Home Tech.
That's who's showing right now in Florence.
Yeah, that's a big company right there, dude. And I know they spend a lot of money.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, we got to take it one step at a time. You know, you get what you spend, right? You obviously understand that. But, you know, like,
yeah.
All these, like you trying to go AI with this and think, you know, like, oh, put the city name. If it was that simple, I would not be in business. If it was
right.
That simple to get on that first page, right? So how do we dominate? Okay, we got to start somewhere. We start with this package, first step. This is your first step. Let's start here. Let's get some momentum together. But when you want to, like, get to that next level, right, and actually get in Florence, okay, let's go to Florence. See, how do we get into Florence? Got to spend a little more money, man. How do we spend a little more money? Well, we do the pay-per-view. The paper leads are where it's at. Thomas, I got guys spending 40 grand a month on those paper leads. Lewis Pest Control,
yeah,
I showed you. Lewis Pest spends thousands and thousands of dollars on those paper leads a month. Thousands. So I was able to take him from one van to 13 vans in literally a year. How did I do that? One step at a time. You know, what about Bob? Baby steps, right? Remember that movie? We got to take Bill Murray. Great movie, by the way. You know, we got to take one step at a time. And how we do that? Let's get you ranking. Let's get you in the map path. And then once I start showing you results, then and when you're ready to start adding a little more fuel to the fire, you know, then we increase your budget, right? But with any true marketing campaign, you know, my company will get you a 1-to-10 ratio. For every dollar you spend with me, Tom, you're going to get $10 back, okay? So you want to make $10,000, $20,000, you know, you got to spend $800, $1,000, right? You know, worth of return on it. But as long as you're making money, that's really what accounts, right?
Well,
it's not costing you money, but you're actually making money, right? That's what I can do for you, right? But like I said, I'm trying to start smaller here, right? Because you kept telling me, Matt, I got all this money tied up in this and that and everything under the sun, right? I mean, if you want to go and you're ready to go, like I said, I can do it right now, $549 your first month and then $299 a month thereafter, and then your paper leads will be ready in a couple months. That'll take you to that next level. But I'm not trying to go so heavy right now because, again, you keep telling me right now, Matt, I can't swing, you know, I can't swing that right now. And I get that. So let's start with the $299, right? I'm waiving all the activation fee. I'm not charging you for the website. It's just $299 a month. I'll give you that AI bot, right? My team's going to hold your hand and, like, walk you through to get that set up for your business. And we start here, and then once I start getting you more jobs, then we'll start talking about adding, you know, that third layer and expanding your territory in your sense, right? Once more funds are available, right? I mean, I can't give you a Ferrari for $299 is what I'm basically trying to tell you, okay?
Right, of course.
But I can give you a good, reliable Toyota. Right? And that's what I'm giving you right now. Okay, you want the Ferrari? We gotta spend Ferrari money, right? So
I'm
not asking you to spend Ferrari money, right? I'm asking you, hey, let's get you results. Okay, let's focus step one, right? And you know, as I always tell people though, Tom, and I'll say this as sincerely as I can, you get what you spend. You know that, you've been in business long enough, right?
Yeah.
So when the time comes and you feel more comfortable throwing more money with me, then that's where you're going to start taking more off. I like your passion. I like that you want to beat that guy. I'm with you. Let's make it our goal to beat that guy, right? How we beat that guy? Simple, right? We just got to get your exposure. We got to get you going, you know? And over time, as you start getting more jobs and have more money to throw at marketing, then that's going to get you to the point where you are going to be able to beat that guy.
Well, that guy's obviously getting a lot of business being in the fucking map pack, so he's able to get more reviews up, you know?
Yeah, but I'll tell you one thing, and hear this out. Hear this out. I'll tell you one thing. One thing's more importantly, okay? Yeah, you're right now, are at least a good start. You have 45 five-star reviews, okay? One thing is, let's get those up. We need to get to at least 75 now, Let's make it our goal to get another 30 more five-star reviews. I'll give you the tool to help you with that. Okay? I want to take the LLC off of your name. I want to put the and symbol on your Google business profile. Clean it up, shorten it up, right? I want to help you create a better website now. I want that photos for you to stand out, right? I mean, let's take a look at your guy. I mean, that company, are they Fortress? You know, I see one of their let me just see. I mean, yeah, I mean, like their photos, like they don't even stand out that much, right? But they do have 175 five-star reviews, which makes them, you know, in terms of the public, like they're going to look at 175 number sometimes more than they're going to look at a 45 number, right? Just, you know, just logic here. So we need to keep working on getting those five-star reviews up, and that's not a problem. But that's not going to make or break you either. What's going to make or break you to stand out amongst all these guys really is having a personalized photo. Like I'm looking at Victor's Home Solutions. I don't know if you know those guys. You know those guys?
No, sounds familiar though.
Okay. Yeah, they got a good personalized photo. I'm looking at it, you know? And they're running their paper leads. I mean, they're definitely, they got 367 five-star reviews. They're ranking great. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, definitely ranking decent, you know? And so if Victor's Home Solutions can run paper leads, come on, man. You can run them too, you know? It's just going to come down to eventually do you want to spend money, right? There's so many guys that have companies right now, Tom, and they don't spend any money on marketing, and they think they're going to grow their business.
They think they're
going to have a successful company. You know, my most successful companies spend money. They spend real money, you know?
Oh, yeah. I know that.
And that's how they were able to scale because they weren't scared to spend it either, right? When they start seeing those results, they're like, heck yeah, I'll keep throwing more fuel on that fire because, you know, the more you can fan that flame, right, the better off you're going to be able to grow your business. So I like your passion. I like that you want to grow because you're the guy I like working with. Okay. So that being said, I think we've talked enough. I think we've, you know, went back and forth enough, you know, for days now. Let's just go ahead and get this thing moving forward here. Let me show you how we're going to get you those results. And then over time, I'll help you increase your territory. Okay. And we'll start working on getting those paper leads going. How's that sound?
Let's do it, man. Let's get it going.
Okay, because I have you scheduled, like I said, at 1, and my team's, like, asking me, is this guy going? I'm like, let me call him, you know? So I am going to take that and word and change it to the and symbol and remove the LLC on your Google business profile. Are you okay with that?
Yeah, that should be fun.
Okay, because I think it's going to make you look cleaner and tighter. And you're still at 1501 Alexandria Pike, Suite 107, is that correct?
Yeah, you can use that address.
Okay, is that what shows on your paperwork?
Yeah, that's what shows on my paperwork, but...
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay. And then, like I said, what I'll do is I'll put Tom a reminder call in like a month and a half or so on my calendar to call you, and we'll start talking about, hey, you know, working on, you know, okay, the third leg, and that's increasing your territory and getting those pay per leads, okay? Want to give you a little time, want to get you some results, right? And then over time, we'll start, you know, figuring out a good time for you to then, you know, move to the next level, okay?
Yeah.
Sound good?
I need to start getting leads coming in.
Yeah, you gotta get action. So I get it, you know, and you know, I can't just throw you in the deep end, you know? So that's what I'm talking about. Okay. So, I gotta set up a security question for your account. Okay. Either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
City born, Tampa.
Okay. Tampa. Okay, perfect.
I just seen Grant Cardone here yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's some property here, man.
Nice.
He had like five.
Yeah, he's
people
he's
that,
very wealthy.
Really,
he's very wealthy. He's a good. He's a. He's my. You know, what's funny. My wife doesn't like him. She thinks he's very cocky. And I'm
I get it.
He is. Mm-hmm. He is. I'm like, well, there's different types of men. You know.
One guy, dude, he was in Tampa. The guy showed up late, so he's like, dude, what is time? And the guy's like, money. He's like, so you understand, I'm not staying here. I'm not waiting. You fucked up, basically. Gotta go. And the guy lost out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's all about the timing.
Yeah. It is. Everything is timing, right? You know, that's the, I know that, you know, being in my desk too, you know? Like, I've had so many guys kick this thing down the curb, and then a year later, you know, they're still not on Google. They're still not getting the benefits. You know, there's a cost of not being on the first page of Google. It's costing businesses. Right?
Oh, yeah.
If you really sat down, like, you know that guy that irritates you that's on that first page, Fortress?
Yeah.
It pisses you off every day. You're like, man, that guy's getting jobs.
Every
stealing
day,
my customers.
Yeah, every
you know?
Fucking day.
And that's why we need to start small here, and then we'll work our way towards that bigger picture. Because believe me, you know, like, I'm not here to just get you to spend as much money as humanly possible. Sure, you know, the more money you spend, obviously, the better off you're going to be. But right now, we got to start somewhere. Let's get you some fruit, some results, and then once we get you ranking, once we get you on that first page and it's bleeding out and you're getting more and more calls, then we'll expand your territory when you can spend. Now, instead of $299 a month, okay, let's spend $600 a month now. Okay, let's spend $800 a month now, you know, and then you can increase your budget over time. But the cool thing with me is you have full flexibility of how much you want to spend. If you just want to spend the $299, cool. If you want to spend, you know, and do more pay-per-leads that month, you can do that. That's going to be the benefit down the road once we get you pre-approved for those, you know, pay-per-leads. But it takes time to get those pay-per-leads done. So that's why, like I said, I'll get in your ear, Tom, and in like a month and a half or so, you know, then we can start talking about that. Okay.
Let me ask you this: how will we point the website? How will you guys do that? Because I got a point. I'll have to get in there and change it.
Yeah, you're gonna have to give us access. You're gonna have to give us access to your domain. Oh, by the way, we talked about. Let me go back because I know you have your domain name with the LLC in it as well. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. We can either purchase that domain name. Okay, but if we purchase it and down the road, if you decide to leave us, we are going to charge you for that domain name to get it, okay? Or you can go buy that domain name right now, which is probably like $20, right? And have that domain name, and you just give us access to the domain name.
Without
my theory
LLC.
Is I would say you should just go buy it, you know?
Yeah, I can. Yeah.
Just go buy the domain name without the LLC.
So, and with the and symbol. Say it. If I can get it with the and symbol.
Yeah,
and
without
the LLC.
You ever thought about just getting TNTroofing.com?
I mean, obviously that would be better, but the only problem
is available?
There's another company that it's not a roofing company, but it's a roofing supply company, and I want to get
it. Oh, that has that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to – I mean, you can get the AND symbol, but I would just get TNT Roofing and Restoration, the A&D on that. You know, it's fine. Because nobody's going to use the AND symbol, you know what I mean, like on a domain name. So, honestly, here's the deal. Everybody makes a big deal about a website. Honestly, a website, Tom, is like a business card or your name on your truck. That's what that is. A website doesn't mean jack diddly in this day and age. Like, everybody thinks it does, like, because we're such in a digital age. A website's a business. It's just a digital business card, okay? What really matters is your Google business profile, having that tight. right? And us getting those 5-star reviews higher, right? And then how you're ranking on the search engine. That's it. Nobody's really going to go to your website half the time. They're just going to see your phone number. They say, oh, he's got a, okay. I'm like looking at Victor's Home Solutions right now. Number one, he has a 4.9. And,
plan,
I'm looking.
So my plan was is to get the website being a lead capturing device, right? So like a funnel, you know, just like anything else. So, you know, just enticement to go ahead and sign up for schedule an appointment, right?
Well, what we're going to be able to do is we're going to have all of that dialed in. Yeah. So people are going to be able to, on the website, fill out their information. All that's going to flow into our app. So you're going to be able to see how that all works and integrate, right? But again, you want them calling you rather than just filling out their information.
Right.
And the reason why, it's a way better lead. And then if you can't pick up the phone, that's where that Jordan bot, you know, is going to come in handy. Right, where she's going to be able to talk to your people.
Right, right.
You see what I mean?
That'll
because anybody just filling out, look, our philosophy, live phone calls beat everything. Yes, having a funnel to fill out your information, but you ever had that happen where people fill out their information, you never get to talk to them and never pick up the phone?
With the leads that we've gotten off of those have been pretty solid, man. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
The ones that actually
we're gonna give the consumer many ways to contact you. Fill out their information or call you. Right? So we're gonna give your guys like both those ways. Okay?
Hold on one second.
Yeah.
Yes, I apologize.
Can I get out there? I got one for Monday, right?
For Monday at 9:30.
Okay, I apologize. I woke up this morning with a little bit of a headache and everything too.
No worries. I just wanted to give you a call and make sure that we're still good for Monday.
Yeah, we're good for Monday.
Alrighty.
Sounds
good.
Alright, thank
we'll
you so
see
much.
You then.
Okay, see you then.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Bye.
You woke up with a headache this morning, huh?
Yeah, man, I have a bit of a neck issue going on, I guess.
Oh man, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, I've been trying to fight this cold lately. I don't know, something's going around lately, so yeah, it's just
Pollen. Where are you living at? North Carolina?
No, I live here in California. So,
California.
Yeah.
You guys got a lot of pine trees out there, don't
What?
You got a lot of pine trees out there, don't you?
Yeah, we do. But I mean, I'm closer to the beach. I'm here in a place called Orange County. So, it's, you know, normally, and it might be, I don't know, it might be just something in the air. We got the wind going or whatnot, but, it's kind of crazy.
Never been out to California, man, but I've met a lot of people from there here in Florida.
Oh, yeah, they all move out there. Yeah, they take their money and they move to Florida.
That and everybody else in New York and every fucking where, dude. It's so packed down here right now. It's like California.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Like
everybody's moving to Kentucky, too. They're moving to Kentucky. They're moving to...
Yeah, they are, but not quite like
they're moving to... You know where they're really moving to? Is Tennessee right now.
Yeah, that and believe it or not, North Carolina, dude. There was I've had a lot of rich Russians and New Yorkers that were moving to a city in North Carolina, dude. I think it was like, I want to say like Raleigh maybe, but dude.
Yeah, Raleigh was huge. They've been moving hugely over there. Raleigh's actually the third most moved to place. And Cary, which is a suburb of Raleigh, is the I was reading one day, a U.S. News does an article every year, like the best place to live in America. And
yeah.
Cary is number 3 on the list.
Wow.
And that's a suburb of Raleigh. But it's so expensive. Like a home, the average home there is like $800,000 just to get it a remodel, you know?
Wow.
So, but yeah, it's, definitely people relocating all over the place, Tom, because of since the pandemic, everything's changed, you know?
Yeah. That's when everybody started really, really, really moving to Florida after that, man.
Yep. Exactly. So last step here, I just got to take care of how do you want to do the $299? You can either do Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. What works best for you?
Let's see what this is. I think it's a MasterCard, man.
Okay. Why don't you go read that off to me so I can get you out this invoice.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, it's 5424. 3242-2535.
All I heard was 2535, and what was the last four?
2535-6394.
6394. Okay, let me read this back to you. 5424-3242. 2535 and then 6394. Did I get that right?
Correct. Yep, that's
okay.
Right.
Okay. And then expiration, Tom?
Expiration is 0829.
0829 and then 3-digit code on the back.
866.
866. Okay. And then the address tied to this car, is that the 1501?
No, it's going to be 132 Hatcher Drive.
132 what?
1312-HATCHER Hatcher Loop Drive, or Hatcher Loop Drive, Brandon, Florida, 33511.
Give me that zip one more time.
33511.
33511. Gotcha. Cut. So when are you going to be back in Kentucky?
Would you say? Well, I would like to get up there. The problem is that I have a wedding coming up. My wedding's going to be in
You're getting married?
Get married on the 12th of May, yeah.
Oh, wow. Gotcha. Really? Nice. Yeah. I got married on April 13th. My anniversary is coming up. Literally in 10 days. So.
Okay,
nice.
Man. What do you guys got?
Are you guys getting married in Florida?
Yeah, I get married in Florida.
Okay.
But
what part of Florida?
Brandon. I'm in Brandon area. But okay. She wants to move to Kentucky, but, man, I don't know, dude. I grew up in Florida, and it's the South, but it's not really a southern state. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's not really. It is South, but it's not South. You know, everybody says
correct.
It's South, but it, you know,
yeah,
I hear you.
Different way.
Wait, so, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Tampa area.
Hmm. Okay.
So,
yeah, I like Tampa.
Always.
I like Clearwater a lot. Clearwater is like one of my favorite places.
Yeah, Clearwater is real nice, man. In fact, that was
it is
out
real
there.
Nice.
Yeah, and
real
expensive.
Nice. It's expensive, definitely, but it's a great place to travel. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. And,
yeah, we stayed out, me and my wife stayed at that Wyndham one time, like right there, like at the way, way top, like when they hooked us up, right? And it had this whole beach view, and oh my God, it was just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, we had a really good time. We always talk about we want to do that trip again, you know? But, yeah they have a lot of good food over there, too, you know?
I met a lady lived in Naples, man, and she owned a condo that I was trying to get off of right on Clearwater Beach, dude. She was the one that was moving to the Carolinas, dude. She owned a $150 million art museum in New York City.
Wow.
And, I had a friend that had a piece of land. Well, his friend had a piece of land and I told my guy about it, and this motherfucker, man, he jumped on the bandwagon. And she was supposed to give me some artwork for it, you know, just for helping her out. But this dickhead, man, was so jealous he didn't want to give me the guy's information. And so it kind of blew the deal for me, man, you know, with the Clearwater thing, too. Yeah, and fucking some people, man.
So you guys are going to end. So you're getting married in Brandon, and then are you guys moving back to Kentucky?
No. She wants to move to Kentucky because the business is there, and I was actually leaving for like a month. 2 months at a time and coming back to Florida, right? And that kind of soured things a little bit. So now it's like either we move there or I can't go there for for long periods of time, you know what I mean? It's not going to work. She was ex-military, so she did her traveling, and she does not want to have me gone like that. She's like, at least in the military, if you had orders, at least you would know when you're coming home. With this, I don't know when you're coming back, you know?
So what is the plan then? So you guys get married in May, and then obviously you guys going to do a honeymoon out there, or like what's the plan?
No, we'll probably do a honeymoon. I'm thinking about doing it later so we can have something a little bit more extravagant, but I probably want to maybe go to Europe, maybe Germany or something like that. I'm definitely not in Kentucky, buddy. The reason I got a business in Kentucky is because my son's mother moved. I have a previous relationship where I had my son, and she has a couple of kids. Rachel does also. So we have to stay in Florida until our son graduates, and he's going into the Marine Corps.
Try to get out of
the Marine Corps.
So is your goal eventually to expand this business to Florida, too?
I would like to expand to Florida. I actually started talking about that, but she was more trying to get me to move to Kentucky. She's from North Carolina, dude, so she's not used to, like, Florida, you know what I mean? She hates it here, dude.
Oh, yeah, you know why? Like, my wife, it's crazy. My wife grew up in Mississippi, right? And so she's kind of used to the weather, right? But, you know, me and her love, like, Florida, right? Mm-hmm. We kind of go to Pensacola a lot, too. We like going out there. You know, long story short, we're like, our family has like a condo out there. So we go out there, right? And my point is, we like to vacation Florida, but yeah, some people cannot stand the humidity. I mean, it gets crazy in Florida, you know? And so that's why a lot of people don't like it. You know, it's nice to look at. It's beautiful, good food, right? But like sometimes the humidity and the hurricanes, it scares people away, you know?
Well, yeah, because I was actually in Kentucky when the last hurricane, well, the one before last hit, and she was scared to death, man. And luckily I came next time, and I almost lost the bull cage, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like outside.
So you get a little bittersweet with Florida, right? You get all that. You get great politics. You get, you know, like no income tax, right? You get all that greatness of Florida. But then that other side is like the hurricane. When that does happen, it's like it's kamikaze, right? And then you get you know, the humidity. And some people love that humidity. And some people are like, dude, get me out of here. They will not even go outside, you know, because it's like – So to me, Florida, like the best time to go to Florida is like September, October, November, December, you know, you know, when the winter birds go, you know, so the weather's beautiful during that time. Okay. So I got to read this to you real quick. Cause I did get you a discounted pre-agreement for you, right? Like obviously I'm giving you the eight I bought. Like I said, you're like, man, I'm giving you the world here, but I love it. I love it. So I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking you through this, if you don't understand something, Tom, just stop me real quick and just be like, hey, Matt, can you just clarify that? What does that mean? And then I'll just rephrase it for you. Just make sure we have a firm understanding before I process the transaction. Sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So welcome to Local/'s voice verification. This call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local/ and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
CNC Roofing and Restoration LLC.
Okay. But we're going to be removing the LLC out of your name and putting the and symbol on the Google Business Profile, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Thomas Huff. I'm the owner.
Okay, perfect. And then, obviously, you're authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then you're obviously the authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local/?
Yes, I do. I'm sorry, I'm in a freaking...
No problem. Yeah, so I'm going to send you this phone number, this 877 phone number. Please save this under your contacts right now as Local Splash. Okay, it's 877-635-6225. Because that's the number that typically my team's going to be calling you from. I just texted it to you. Okay? So save this number that I just texted to you under your contacts as Local Splash. And the reason why I need you to do that is because you'll then recognize the number, right? It'll be under your contacts, right? So make sure you hold that number. You know, I can tell you stories after stories. You know, like my team will be complaining like so-and-so is not picking up their phone. And I'm like, and then I finally get that person back on the phone. I'm like, hey, did you save the number under your contacts? They're like, no. And I'm like, no wonder you're not picking up your phone. Okay. So please just save that number. You know, please allow up to 24 hours for any and all phone calls to be returned from Local Splash to you. We are very efficient at getting phone calls back to you. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. People will call you. They try to, like, my clients get calls, you know, by having exposure on the first page all the time, you know, from companies, especially like Yelp loves to call you guys, you know. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do
you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives required business documents in a timely manner. This may include proof of insurance, your LLC paperwork, any documents that we may need for the Google Business Profile. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documents within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items upon request within the first 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is April 3rd, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the third day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service, Tom. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I have to read that to everybody. Okay. So, good news is I almost have you done. And then 1 o'clock, I literally kept that time slot available just for you and my team, okay? So you're going to be able to make that today at 1, right?
I should be able to, yeah.
Okay. All right, because I need to make sure that are going to be able to make it. We may be like 10 minutes late on it, okay, depending on how everything else is looking on it. But around 1 o'clock today is when we're going to all be talking, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, so I got just one more thing. I'm going to be sending you some automated text messages in 1 second to you, okay? And then do me a favor. Can you, while I'm taking care of this, go into where you download your apps and type the word Local Splash so you can download our app real quick to your phone?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, take your time, no problem. I just want to make sure that gets on your phone. And you saved that 877 number, yeah, in your contacts?
No, not yet.
Okay. At least you're being honest. I like it.
shit.
I'm looking. Yeah, I'm so used to switching back and forth with these phones that I...
Really?
I got an Apple and I got a freaking Android, so I can't remember where the hell to buy the shit at. Or, yeah, okay, there we go. shit. Okay, so Level Splash is the...
Mm-hmm.
So it's expensive out there in Cali, huh?
What's that? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, it is. But families have been here for generations, so, you know, it's kind of like once you...
What's the average one-bedroom going out for?
Oh, one-bedroom? You mean like a house?
Apartment. Like apartment.
Oh, apartment? 3,000.
Yeah, it's about $2,000 here.
Yeah.
So it's catching
up. So it's not
up,
too
man.
Much crazy. But yeah. You know.
I would think you guys are making a lot more money out there though.
Yeah, we have to make more money in order just to survive, right? Otherwise yeah. We won't.
A lot of people came to California with cash to buy these houses down here, dude.
Oh yeah. There's a lot of old money. You know?
Yeah.
I was actually born in Houston, right? And then a tornado came and hit. And so, because my parents grew up in Orange County, Orange County is a very, very nice part. Like, it's very conservative. It's, you know, it's not crazy California. Like, other some people think California is all liberal. It's not. Like, actually, there was more Trump voters that voted for Trump out of California than anywhere else, obviously because there's more people. But, you know, it's very, very conservative in certain areas, right? Like, there's some pockets of California that hate Newsom, right? Just hate him, right? When the tornado hit in Houston, my parents were like, we're out. My dad had a really, really, really good job in Houston. Like, he was a CFO of a major oil company and couldn't take it anymore. And so we ended up moving out. So, yep. And then I grew up here, went to college, went to a school called Biola University, the private Christian school. And, loved it. And then, been doing this stuff for a while now. And, been with this company for quite some time. Jeez, it's been so long now, I can't even remember. But what I like about what we do is it actually works, right? You know, 96% of people stay with me month after month. So I have a high retention rate because, you know, it's like it's getting the job done, you know. And I've seen so many guys, you know, start off just like you, and then we throw more fuel on that fire, and then it, like, just transforms their business, right?
Yeah.
So that's going to be the great thing for you is, you know, you're going to be able to really, you know, have the ability to now have marketing in your fingertips, right? Where, you know, down the road, I mean, yeah, you'll be spending more money because you're going to want those paper leads, but we're going to scale it to that level, right? Where, you know, you're going to have more comfortability to spend that money, right? And that obviously takes time. So, were you able to get the app?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to be sending you to your username and password. Okay. So you're going to be getting some automated text messages coming through now. Okay. So check your phone. Should be coming through any moment now.
I'm going to have to do this here in a little bit. I just pulled over this customer's house. I got to run up in here. But I'm trying to do the set, you know, through the Google page and all that stuff, trying to do all that setup.
Yeah. So real quick, there's one link I need you to just click on. I just sent you. It says localsplash.com/terms. You see that link? it was just texted you. This takes you 20 seconds. Just need you to take care of this. Because it,
yeah,
gives us,
it
gives us access
that
to communicate with you via
that
text message and all that.
Yeah, I did that already. Yeah, you guys
you did?
That already. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, wow, you're fast. Okay. Yeah, and then so at 1 o'clock, too, did you see the username for your username and password for your account? Did you get that text? I'll retext it to you now because I know you're at a customer. So you'll have your username and password. I'm going to text that to you right now so you can have that. Here, let me just send it to you right now because I need to go. So here's your username and password. Okay. Okay. So I just sent you your username and password right now. So you at least have that so you can log into the app. And then we'll call you at 1 o'clock, Tom. And then we'll do your onboarding. Okay?
It sounds good.
Hey, no problem. Thanks so much. And then I'll talk to you at 1.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Now, 877 number is the one up above, right? The 635-6225.
Yeah. Save that number in your contacts, Local Splash.
Okay. Gotcha.
Take care of that. Thanks. I appreciate you, like, making it a point because, like, I know I try to make it a point. So, yeah, definitely say that number, and then we'll be calling you from that number, too, today for your onboarding call. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah. We'll talk soon. All right. Bye-bye.